Power 92 in the Chucker, right now on the phone calling from, where you at, Dr. Dean?
I'm at Lake Vermilion by Tower, Minnesota.
Lake Vermilion?
Right.
That's not too Vermilion to me.
Yeah, you see, I'm from Virginia, Minnesota originally, about 25 miles away.
Aloha. It's Dr. Dean. How are you, sir?
Good.
We're really digging on what you're doing, that old black magic that you do so well. Tell us more all about it.
While working on my PhD at Northwestern University and teaching general semantics, I saw that most people didn't believe in hypnosis, and the only way to
General romantics?
General semantics.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The president of the International Society of General Semantics.
Maybe you could give us, an example of what you would say to put someone under.
Yeah. Well, basically, you see, when you put them under, it's the power of suggestion. All hypnosis is relaxing the conscious mind and allowing the subconscious mind to come forward.
I'm feeling a little lightheaded myself.
My buddy Steve Cannon has been in many times. I grew up with Steve here, although I'm from Virginia and he's from Eveleth. And I was in radio at KUOM with Ray Christensen. I haven't seen Ray for 41 years. Jurgen Nash, Bob Ryan, Dave Moore, you probably know those names.
Who?
Have you heard of those names in radio?
No, I'm sorry. I don't think they work here at Power 92.
I see.
I had heard that you could, make a grandma think she's a singer or something. How would you do that?
Normally, the kids who are on the show, I have them choose certain cassettes. I've got my whole show on cassette, and if they know a Michael Jackson number or Elvis Presley, I tell them under hypnosis they're Elvis Presley or Michael Jackson.
Are you my manager?
No, I don't book acts.
Where's my monkey?
And believe me, I know what I'm talking about, because up here in the Iron Range, awful lot of people do, but they're an awful lot of nice people who have a positive mental attitude. They've gone away from the Iron Range up here where it's limited economically, and they've been very, very, very successful, like the mayor, Perpich, or the governor of the state of Minnesota.
The kid is not my son. You know what drives me crazy?
What?
How everybody, just always badgers me. They give me a hard time about trying to buy the elephant man's bones, and when I go on tour, I can't get a minute's peace.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the old days when I was out with my brothers, the Jackson Five.
Yeah.
You know, back then, it was a lot different. It was more of a family thing. Now it's so full of business.
Well, as we teach in general semantics, try to use positive language.
Do you own any of my albums?
What was that?
Do you have any of my albums?
No.
You don't own Thriller? I thought everybody had Thriller.
No.
How about Bad, the new one?
Your album?
Yes.
No, I haven't even heard of it.
Oh, my. It's got a great picture of me on the cover. I'm in leather.
Really?
Have you never seen one of my videos?
No, because I'm in San Diego. I'm not in this area. But I am giving away my singing records free. I made a country and western record, and I made a rock and roll record with Norman Kay of the Mary Kay Trio. They used to be very famous in Las Vegas.
I have this pet monkey of mine.
Yeah.
You know, and people give me a hard time about him.
You sound like you're quite a guy.
It's not easy being Michael, you know?
Yeah.
Misunderstood.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I'm feeling very lightheaded.
Wake up. Is this being taped, or are you on the air?
I'm on the air.
Really? Live?
Oh, yes.
And what is it, a talk show?
Uh-huh.
And do you play records, too?
Wait a minute here. Wait a minute. Oh, my. Hey, what happened there?
You were sleeping.
I was sleeping?
Yeah.
I've never gone to sleep on the air in my life.
Ha-ha.
Is this Dr. Dean?
Yeah.
Well, listen. Oh, man. We are on the air here. Hoof. Well, that's a first.
Great.
The Chucker falls asleep on Power 92. Well, hey. I hope I didn't sleep too long on you.
No. This is you covered a lot of things in a very short time. You're a very good interviewer. And if you ever get to San Diego, come in to see me. Be my guest at the Alamo Nightclub. It's in a 52-lane bowling alley. By the way, I hypnotized Morton Downey Jr.
Well, let's hope the Chucker's Playhouse has a better fate than his TV show.
Uh-huh. Send me some of your stuff. I'd be very much interested in hearing your records as well as getting information about you.
What records?
Well, you said you had a record out.
Oh, I didn't ever record a record.
And
I'm a disc jockey.
I count to three, wide awake.
Oh, Jeez.
Now you're awake.
Oh, yeah, I am. Okay, Dr. Dean, the world's greatest hypnotist. On Power 92.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking with you.